Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bob Sheldon. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The DH, George Scott. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Kurt Bevacqua. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Pete Broberg. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting seventh. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Torres. And now, play ball. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is called out on strikes. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Grich reaches second base with a double. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grich scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bebakwa fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry is 0 for 1 in the game. Bumbry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair bunts towards the mound. Broberg fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Yount moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May moves to third. Baylor moves to second. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. May scores. One out. It's 2-0, Orioles. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hendricks is walked intentionally. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Porter and he is out, Bebakwa applying the tag. Hendricks moves to second. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sharp hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bumbrey takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bumbrey moves to second. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 0-for-1 in the game. Bebakwa hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheldon hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baylor strikes out. One out. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gritch strikes out. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hendricks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Scott for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-2 in the game. Darwin strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan strikes out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Torres covering, for the out. Moore moves to second. Two outs. Hank Aaron pinch hits for Kurt Bevacqua. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jack Lind now playing third base. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 3 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Singleton for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Muser pinch runs for Lee May. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baylor is hit by the pitch. Muser moves to second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Grich hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Muser moves to third. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hendricks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Muser scores. Baylor moves to second. It's 3-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tony Muser now playing first base. Larry Harlow now playing left field. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0 for 3 in the game. Sheldon hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Milwaukee Brewers, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.